朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们今天要读第一节到第十四节。
Today we're going to read from verses 1 to 14.
加拉太书第三章一到第十四节。
Book of Galatians chapter 3 from verses 1 to 14.
我们同声的来读。
Let's read together in one voice.
一、二、三。
You foolish Galatians.
基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？问你们一件事，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，竟还要不曾成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？如此之多都是突然的吗？难道果真是突然的吗？那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听信福音呢？正如亚伯拉罕信神就是按他的义，所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。并且圣经既然提前看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕。可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福，凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的。所记一切之事去行的就被咒诅，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的。因为经上说，义人必因信得生，律法原不本乎信，只说行这些事的就必因此活着。基督既为我们受了咒诅，赎我们脱离律法的咒诅。经上记得说咒诅的，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的。我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们要感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
因为在你儿子复活的早晨，
Because on the morning of the resurrection of your son,
我们可以一同聚集在你的宝座面前，
that together we can come and gather in front of your precious throne.
我们不只是可以坐下吃喝享受你，
not only can we be seated and enjoy and eat and drink and enjoy you,
我们还可以来瞻仰你的荣美。
And we can actually look upon you to enjoy your glories and beauty.
圣灵把我们的眼睛打开。
The Holy Spirit has opened our eyes.
让我们透过圣经。
So that through the Bible we can.
我们看见主的荣美。
See the beauty and glory of our Lord.
听见他口中的恩言。
We can hear his gracious words.
我们实在是一群有福气的人。
We are actually a group of blessed people.
我们一同等候你。
We waited upon you together.
等候你对我们的心说话。
We wait upon you to speak to our hearts.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我认识一个人。
I know someone.
这个人呢？
This person.
他的小孩从小在教会长大。
His child has grown up in the church.
参加诗班。
He actually joined the choir.
参加团契各样的活动。
He enjoyed all kinds of activities in the fellowship group.
参加短宣。
He also joined the short-term mission.
他教儿童主日学。
He taught in the Sunday school for children.
他而且学习很出色。
And his academic results are so good.
考进了一流的大学。
He has run through all the first-class universities.
父母的心非常开心。
His parents' hearts are very, very joyful and happy.
但是有一天
However, one day,
跑来找我。
He came to me.
哭的是稀里哗啦。
He was weeping so violently.
原来他这个孩子
Actually, we found out that this child
在大学里面交了一个朋友。
He has befriended a person in college.
就如痴如狂地跟了这个朋友去加入了一个所谓的教会。
He's so enchanted by this friend that he's actually joined this friend and joined a so-called church of his.
我的朋友去了解了一下这一个教会。
My friend tried to understand a little bit about this church.
这个教会他专门吸引年轻人。
And this church specializes in attracting young people.
他们认为
And they thought
只有他们
Only them
是神特别的拣选
Especially chosen by God
要来改变这个世界的
And to change this world
所以他们不相信过去的那些老人
And they didn't believe in all those elderly people in the past
这一些人
And these people
根本不懂圣经。
They didn't understand a little bit about the Bible at all.
他们信仰的内容。
The content of their faith, of their belief.
错得离谱。
Was so, so bad, so incorrect.
但是当他跟他的孩子要来谈这些问题的时候。
However, when he had to come to talk to his child about these problems.
他却发现。
He discovered that.
随便他怎么讲。
Regardless of whatever he said.
都没用。
It's useless.
他叹息地说
He sighed and he said,
他这个孩子好像中邪了一样
This child as if he is bewitched.
他好像被什么东西洗脑了一样
As if he's being brainwashed by something.
你如果读加拉太书第三章
If you read the book of Galatians chapter 3,
特别是第一节
especially in verse 1,
你大概可以感受到
You may feel that
保罗当时的感觉
The feelings of Paul at that time
就跟我的朋友对着他儿子的感觉是差不多的
It's almost the same as my friend's feeling towards his son
他说无知的加拿太人啊
He said, you foolish Galatians
保罗在一到五节里面
Paul in verses 1 to 5
两次
twice
用愚蠢来形容加拉太人
he used the words foolish to describe the Galatians
就好像我那个朋友
it's just like my friend
在我面前就不断地讲
and in front of me kept saying
这么笨
why is he so foolish
这么笨
why is he so foolish
不是这个爸爸不爱他的孩子
it's not that this father doesn't love his child
不是保罗不爱加拉太的弟兄姐妹
It's not that Paul did not love the brothers and sisters in Galatians
只是看到孩子活在迷惑中那种痛苦那一种难过
And it's just when he saw the child when he lived in this bewitchment and he was so sad and sorrowful
他都不知道还有什么别的方法来表达
He didn't know how else to express his feelings
而且保罗冲动到一个地步
Paul was also impulsed, so impulsed that
你知道无知的加拉太人啊
You know, you foolish Galatians
这个翻译啊
This translation
其实是蛮客气的
Actually, it's already being very courteous and kind
那个刚才翻译成英文的那一个 version 啊
The version we just translated in English
也算是客气的
and it still seemed to be a kind one
比较按照原文翻译的口气啊
if you want to use the tone of the original text
是说哦
that is a very sorrowful expression
愚蠢到了极点的加拿太人啊
you are so stupid to the very extent you Galatians
你也许会问
Maybe you will ask
你的朋友
Your friend
跟保罗
And Paul
怎么都有这么强烈的情绪用这么厉害的字呢
Why do they have such strong emotions and using such forceful words?
弟兄姐妹你要知道一件事
Brothers and sisters, you must know one thing
加拉太的弟兄姐妹
The brothers and sisters in Galatia
跟我朋友的孩子
Comparing to the son of my friend
他们不是不认识耶稣的人
They are not people who, does not, who did not know Jesus.
他们只是出了问题。
They only because they have problems.
他们的问题是什么呢?
And what is their problem?
保罗说,
Paul said,
耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们的眼前。
Jesus Christ being, Jesus was already portrayed as crucified.
所以告诉你们已经是得救的。
And meaning that you already have been saved.
一个得救的人会被迷惑。
That a person who is saved can be bewitched.
这个才叫保罗伤心呢。
This is what caused Paul to be so sad.
这才让保罗觉得这简直是不可思议的事情啊。
That is why Paul says this is totally unimaginable.
他们怎么可能?
How is it possible?
去接受保罗在第一章里面讲那个不是福音的福音呢
How is it possible that they can accept the gospel that is not gospel in chapter 1 as mentioned by Paul?
他们怎么会认为信了耶稣以后还要行割礼还要守一大堆的规矩呢
How is it that they believe that after believing in Jesus they need to be circumcised and observe a whole lot of rituals?
耶稣基督钉十字架
Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross.
这么宝贵的恩典
Such precious grace.
你们不要
And you don't want it.
你们要去依靠人的努力来遵守做这个做那个
You want to rely on man's efforts to observe and do this and that.
这不就是把黄金丢掉了去捡了一堆垃圾吗
Isn't it like throwing away the gold that you have and pick up a whole lot of garbage?
那你读圣经啊
And then when you read the Bible,
我不知道你会不会提出一个问题
I don't know whether you would raise one question
保罗啊
Paul
你胆子很大
you are very brave
你怎么敢违背耶稣基督在登山宝训里面讲的话
How dare you that violate against the words that Jesus Christ mentioned on the Mount Temple?
马太福音五章二十二节
The book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 22
凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判
Who express his wrath to his brother may be judged, will be judged
凡骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审判
And he who scolded his brother or backer he will be judged by the Sanhedrin
凡骂弟兄是魔力的
And who scolded his brother as 魔力
难免地狱的火
He will not be sent away from the fire of hell
因为你们不知道魔力是什么
Because you don't know what 魔力 is
所以你们就不会觉得保罗犯了什么错
So you won't realize what mistake Paul has made
魔力就是愚蠢
魔力 means foolishness
就是中文翻的无知
And it's ignorant in Chinese
所以如果保罗骂他们无知
And if Paul scolded them as ignorant
怎么可以呢
How is that possible
违背了耶稣基督的命令啊
Violated against Jesus Christ's command
但其实保罗没有违背
However Paul actually did not go against that
为什么没有违背呢
Why is that not so
因为魔力那个字啊
Because the word 魔力 said
跟保罗在这里说你们这个愚蠢到了极点的这个字啊
And comparing to the words that Paul said you are foolish to the very extent
是不一样的
is different
魔力这个字
And this word 魔力 means
是指到说你没脑
Is because it's actually saying that you're without the brain.
没脑
Without a brain.
中文翻作脑残
And Chinese is saying that your brain is handicapped.
那个是耶稣说不可以讲的。
And this is what Jesus said you cannot do.
保罗在这里用的这个字。
And Paul is using this word here.
其实跟耶稣基督在路加福音二十四章以马五世的路上
And actually comparing to what Jesus said on the road to Emmaus
对着那两个门徒的叹息
And comparing to those two disciples sighing and moaning
耶稣说无知的加拉太人无知的加利利人啊
And Jesus said you ignorant of Galileans
用的字是一样的字。
Is that actually using the same word?
听清楚没有
Do you understand?
保罗没有用魔力。
Paul did not use the word 魔力。
保罗用了一个字是耶稣骂门徒的字。
And Paul using the word that Jesus had used to scold.
所以肯定不会错。
So it absolutely cannot be wrong.
那耶稣骂门徒那个字很有讲究的。
And there is a lot of details into that, the word that Jesus used to scold them.
那个字不是讲你脑残。
It's actually not saying that your brain is handicapped.
是你有脑袋。
It's that you do have a brain.
你有知识。
You have the knowledge.
你什么都有。
You have everything.
你就不想一想。
But you just don't think.
你有你不用。
You have it, but you're not using it.
你没有属灵的分辨力。
You do not have the spiritual discernment.
你知道我们中间很多年轻人。
You know that many young people amongst us.
那你们什么都有。
You have everything.
又聪明。
You're clever.
又有体力。
And you have the strength.
又有圣经的知识。
And you have the knowledge from the Bible.
什么都用，什么都有。
You have everything.
但你做选择的时候就不用。
But whenever when you're making a choice, you don't use them.
这叫什么？
What is this called?
叫愚蠢到极致。
This is called foolishness to the very extent.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
希望我们中间没有这种人。
I hope that we don't have anyone like that amongst us.
所以保罗才就说
That is why Paul is saying,
你有这么好的脑袋
You have such a good brain.
你用一下嘛
Use it.
想一想嘛
Think about it.
那你如果为什么不用呢
Why is it that you don't use it?
你简直是要中邪了一样嘛
It's as if you're totally bewitched.
中邪啊
When you're bewitched.
其实我们比较现代的人可以了解的
For more modern people, how we can understand it?
就是催眠啊
Is that you're being hypnotized?
我看过一个纪录片
I have actually watched a documentary.
是那个蛇啊
It's a snake.
它要去吃一个小老鼠
When it's trying to eat a little mouse,
这个蛇就站起来。
And the snake will raise his head.
那个老鼠就看着他。
And the mouse will look at him.
啊，这个蛇就摇来摇去。
And the snake will be moving his head.
他那个舌头啊，就在那边摇啊摇，头也摇来摇。
And his tongue and his head will be swaying from one side to another.
我不能相信哦。
And you cannot believe.
那个老鼠不逃的。
That mouse will not try to escape.
老鼠就跟着他摇。
And the mouse will actually sway with the snake.
那就跟着他看了。
And he looked at him.
看啊看啊看啊，完蛋了。
And keeps looking at him, and that's the end.
催眠了。
He's hypnotized.
不会跑了。
He cannot run.
所以等那个蛇过来的时候，他还在那边呆呆的，等着给他吃。
And then when the snake came over, he was still there staying and not moving, waiting to be eaten.
保罗在这里说。
Paul here is saying.
那一些好像无知的加拉太人呢？
Those seemingly foolish Galatians.
他们真的好像是被催眠了一样。
They seem to be hypnotized truly.
他们被魔鬼迷惑了。
They are totally enchanted, bewitched by the devil.
所以你要读这段圣经，一定要记得保罗那个心中那个负担啊。
So when you're reading this part of the Bible, you have to realize the burden in Paul's heart.
他是不信东风换不回。
He does not believe that this situation cannot be reverted.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有爱得深的人。
Only those who love deeply.
才会掏肝掏肺地讲你不爱听的话。
Will speak to you from the very bottom of their hearts, words that you may not like to hear.
你那些狐朋狗党
and you, all of these, your so-called friends,
跟你说 OK 啊。
They will say OK to you.
没关系啦，你喜欢就好了。
It's okay as long as you like it.
上帝会赦免你的。
God will forgive you.
那些人都是推你下地狱的。
And these people are the people who's pushing you into hell.
所以保罗从第二节开始。
Therefore, Paul started from verse 2.
提了一大堆的问题。
He has raised a whole lot of questions.
我只要问你们这一件。
I would like to just ask, learn just one thing from you.
他只问了一件啊。
Did he ask only one thing?
不是哦，他一直问啊，一直问啊，你刚才读他都在问啊。
No, he kept asking and asking.
基本上保罗要做三件事。
Basically, Paul wants to do three things.
第一件事。
The first thing.
保罗要他们想一想当初他们怎么得救的。
Paul wants them to think about and reflect how they were saved in the beginning.
保罗希望他们想一想他们怎么得救，也许他们会醒悟过来。
Paul wants them to reflect on it so that maybe they will wake up from it.
你读第二节跟第三节。
When you read verses 2 and 3,
稍微注意看一看。
Pay a little more attention and read it.
很明显这两节圣经是平行句。
And very obvious, these two questions are parallel to each other.
受圣灵。
Receive the Spirit.
靠圣灵。
Depending, relying on the Spirit.
相对应。
They are contrasting each other.
看到没有?
Do you see that?
然后呢?
And then?
行律法。
And then to observe the law or carrying out the law.
靠肉身成全。
And to attain your goal by human effort.
相对应。
They're also comparing to each other.
这里就很清楚地在我们面前画出了两条路。
And here, very clearly, his two paths are drawn out in front of us.
一条路
The first path
是行律法的路
is to observe the law.
靠自己努力
through your own efforts.
该做什么不该做什么
You should do this and you should not do that.
做得够好就得救
If you do well enough, you will be saved.
另外一条路
The other path
是借着相信福音
is through believing in the gospel.
相信神的应许
Believing the promise of God.
相信神的恩典。
Believing the grace of God.
这里是两条完全不同的路。
These are two entirely different paths.
很多的圣经。
Many Bibles.
都把这段圣经分了三段。
He separated this part of the Bible into three divisions.
一到五节。
Verses 1 to 5.
属灵的经历。
Spiritual experience.
六到九节。
Verses 6 to 9.
属灵的根据
spiritual foundation
或者是说属灵的源头
or maybe the source of the spirituality
十到十四节
verses 10 to 14
属灵的结局
spiritual results or consequence
在第一段里面
in the verse division
保罗要叫他们从他们自己得救的经历里面
Paul wants them to come from their own salvation experience
他们是怎么得救的
How were they saved?
然后在第二段里面
And in the second division
保罗叫他们想一想
Paul wants them to think about it
你的这个得救的源头是从哪里来的
Where is the origin of your salvation? Where did it come from?
旧约的亚伯拉罕得救的源头是从哪里来的
And the Old Testament Abraham the origin of his salvation Where did it come from?
最后
Finally
保罗要他们想清楚
Paul wants them to think clearly
这两条路的结局如何
The consequence, the result of these two paths, what is it?
有什么不同
What is the difference?
那我们现在呢就按照这三段来看一看
So now we will just look at it together according to these three divisions
他们怎么入门的
How did they enter into it?
保罗说
Paul said
耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你眼前。
Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed before your very eyes, as crucified before your very eyes.
基督耶稣已经钉十字架。
Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified.
已经活化在你们眼前。
Was portrayed before your very eyes.
然后你们就可以受圣灵。
And then you can receive the Holy Spirit.
你们就可以靠圣灵入门。
And then you can, through the Holy Spirit, enter into it.
这里很清楚的让我们看见
here is very clearly allows us to see
基督徒的得救
the Christians being saved
与接受圣灵
and receiving the Holy Spirit
是同时间发生的事情
it happens simultaneously
今天如果有人告诉你
today if someone tells you
你先信耶稣
first you believe in Jesus
然后有一天你可以接受圣灵
And then one day you can receive the Holy Spirit
你就知道他乱讲
And then you know that he's talking nonsense
没那回事
It's not so
保罗问他们
Paul asked them
他们开始过属灵生活这叫入门
And beginning the spiritual life is called enter into it
他们得圣灵这是讲到圣灵的内住
And they, when they receive the Holy Spirit, it's talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
你们是怎么得到的?
How did you gain that?
难道不是因为看见了耶稣基督钉在十字架上这个救恩吗?
Is it not because you've seen Jesus Christ being nailed on cross, this salvation grace?
然后第五节保罗再加上一句。
And then in verse 5, Paul added another phrase, another sentence.
赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能的是因你们行律法呢是因你们听信福音呢
Does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard?
这里就很清楚地告诉他们
Here it very clearly tells them
从你们得救
From the moment you were saved
你可以有圣灵内住
That you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
你可以开始有靠着圣灵的生活。
Then you can now have a life that relies on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在你身上有工作。
And that the Holy Spirit has work in you.
包括了神迹。
Including miracles.
这些是怎么会发生的?
How can all these happen then?
是靠你的努力吗?
Is it through your own human efforts?
还是靠信耶稣?
Or is it through faith in Jesus Christ?
答案太明显了。
The answer is so too obvious.
那既然如此
Since that is the case,
那你们还为什么要去搞那些东西呢?
Then why are you still doing all these things?
我们在读加拉太书的时候
When you're reading the book of Galatians,
我不知道你
I don't know about you,
但我自己有的时候会想
I myself sometimes would think,
哎，加拉太人真的有那么蠢吗？
Are the Galatians really that foolish?
神已经把救恩这么清楚地活化在他们眼前。
And God has truly so clearly have put salvation grace portrayed in front of them.
他怎么会被骗的呢?
How can they still go astray?
可是后来我想一想。
And later on, I think a little bit.
其实我们今天也跟加拉太人差不多哎。
Actually, today we are not too far away from the Galatians.
我们常常以为说我们今天信了耶稣罪得到赦免实在感谢赞美主
And we today constantly because we believe in Jesus our sins are forgiven we thank and praise our God
但是后面我们要能够成圣我们要能够做一个 overcomer
And but later on when we need to be sanctified and be an overcomer
那我们得好好的努力
Then we really need to work hard
我们却不明白
But we don't understand then
我们岂不是也同样需要依靠神吗恩典吗
are we not in the same way we need to rely on the grace of God
保罗在这里再三的强调
Paul here repeatedly reinforced, emphasized
我们称义
that we are saved by grace and justified
是因为基督为我们做了一些事。
It's because Christ has done something for us.
注意。
Pay attention.
为我们。
For us.
我们成圣。
That we are sanctified.
我们得胜。
That we overcome.
是因为基督在我们里面做了一些事。
It's because Christ in us has done something for us.
一个是 for us.
One is for us.
One is in us.
The other one is in us.
但是不管是 for 还是 in.
However, regardless, whether it's for or it's in.
都是基督做的。
It's all done by Christ.
神。
God.
是何等的恩典。
It's so gracious to us.
难怪我们会说，
No wonder we would say,
一路我们恩典引领。
That our grace is
all the way.
The grace is all the way with us.
保罗在这里讲，
Paul here says,
第四节，
In verse 4,
你们受苦如此之多，
Have you suffered so much?
都是突然的吗？
Is it for nothing?
注意受苦这个字。
The word suffer, pay attention.
其实更好的翻译。
Actually a better translation.
在这里是经历。
It's actually here is saying experience it.
你们经历过这么多的事情。
You have experienced so much.
难道都白经历了？
Is it just experiencing it in vain for nothing?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。